This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Big story dropping yesterday that not only Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, anyone who was on the permanently banned list by Major League Baseball, if you have since passed away, you are now eligible to be put on a ballot that will get voted on, Pearl, by a committee where you can get into the Hall of Fame. You got all that?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Let's get the thoughts of someone who's spent a lifetime in baseball. It's David Sampson. He's the host of the Nothing Personal podcast, the Sporting Class. We watch him on CBS Sports HQ talking about baseball. And, of course, he was the president of the Marlins and a World Series champ. David, thank you so much for the time. How are you today?
I am good. Quite a news drop yesterday. It feels good to be dead, I guess.
I guess. So you saw this news come by and you thought what?
I thought that this is something that Commissioner Rob Manfred and I had been talking about for over a decade. And that when he was being voted on to become commissioner, the Pete Rose issue was an issue, figuring out what to do with him. And this was such a great solution that had been worked on for quite a while, about what the definition of the permanently ineligible list should be. Does that end at death or does it not? Again, this has been talked about for a very, very long time. It just so happens that the announcement was made yesterday.
Had you talked with the commissioner about reinstating Pete Rose while he was alive? Was that part of the conversation?
Oh, absolutely. Those conversations happened often, and there was a lot of layers to it. And you go back to how it happened with Bart Giamatti, and go back to the way he passed away at just 51, about a week after Pete Rose got suspended. And Bud Selig had no interest in reversing that ever. And Pete Rose didn't exactly show remorse. He didn't actually do anything that one would do in order to be reinstated or to have an application for reinstatement accepted. He kept doing things incorrectly. All of that said, of course, it's always a conversation, much like there are 30 topics that are constantly discussed with the commissioner and with the owners. But what changed now is a decision to make a new policy that some people say makes sense, some people don't. I could easily argue that death does not end a permanently ineligible list, because permanently ineligible is permanent to the end of time. It's not permanently to the end of your time. But the commissioner said that his view is that once you're dead, that's it. There's no more ability to violate a rule. There's no more ability to hurt the integrity of the game. Therefore, we can change the definition. But you can't change it just for Pete Rose. You have to change it for everyone. And that's when you get to Shoeless Joe Jackson and every member of the 1919 White Sox. They're all back to being able to be Hall of Fame eligible.
David, two questions here, and I want you to answer them, if you will, your personal view. Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Will Pete Rose eventually be in the Hall of Fame?
So Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame. People get very confused about this fact, all the fans, the media. The Hall of Fame is a museum, And Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame Museum. He's not in the plaque room.
Yeah, the plaque. So, what, should he have a plaque? Right.
So, no, Pete Rose should not have a plaque. Pete Rose bet on baseball. Pete Rose hit the third rail before the third rail was as third rail-y as it is today. And today it's even more third rail than it was. And when you have no remorse and you cut to the integrity of the game in a way that is worse than PEDs. So from the writer's standpoint, when you're evaluating PED use, you're then evaluating gambling on baseball as a manager. It's not even comparable. And the PED guys don't get into the Hall of Fame. And I'm talking about Clemens and that group of people. So I do not believe he should, and I don't believe he will. What will happen now is there will be a discussion by the Hall of Fame whether or not his name can even be put on the ballot that will be considered by an ERAs committee in December of 27.
Do you expect him to get in the next, say, 10 years?
I do not. I do not expect that he will get into the Hall of Fame at all.
David Sampson's joining us. He's the host of the Nothing Personal podcast. He was the president of the Marlins. And, you know, David, I can't help but connect a couple dots here. We're not a political show, but it'd be silly to, you know, ignore the fact that President Trump tweeted about Pete Rose. You know, he was going to pardon him. We're not sure for what. Certainly not betting. That was not something that would be pardonable. Maybe his tax evasion, stuff like that. But it feels like President Trump wanted this to happen. Rob Manfred met with Trump. Now it's happening, or at least where the runway is now clear for it to happen. Let me put it that way. Do you think that the president would apply any kind of political power to this committee and try to put hand on the scale and try to influence them?
Boy, it's impossible not to think that given what's happening with other things in Washington. But I would just add one thing to you. This has been going on with presidents well before Trump and will go on well after Trump is no longer president, whenever that will be. Meetings between commissioners and presidents happen. There is always business to be done in Washington. There's an entire lobbying arm of these sports leagues because there's business before the Capitol. Whether it's the antitrust exemption, whether it's tax issues, there's a lot of more detailed business issues. People are always in front of legislators and the executive branch, so it's not out of the ordinary. However, it's hard not to put these things together from a timing standpoint, except for me to tell you that Rob Manfred's been working on this Pete Rose situation before Trump was, before Trump 45. So forget Trump 47. It just so happens the timing is such, just like, you know, Pete Rose Day today in Cincinnati, or Pete Rose just died within a year. So obviously all of the lines could be connected. But I would just tell you that I know for a fact that this was being discussed well before Trump and death and all the other things.
David, do you think the Pete Rose decision will have an impact on the PED guys and their chances of making the Hall of Fame?
So you're talking about frame of reference. You're saying, well, writers say, but again, the BBWAA is not going to have Pete Rose on the ballot. It's not up to them. They'll have some seats on the committee if the committee actually of 12 gets a chance to vote on Pete Rose in December of 27. I don't think that writers will say, oh, it looks like that gambling's okay, therefore we should say that steroids are okay. I don't think that's how writers would take their vote, and it's a serious thing to have a Hall of Fame vote. I don't think it will change anything about the trajectory of the guys who are still on the ballot, who have a chance, who will eventually just fall off the ballot.
David Sampson's joining us as a former president of the Marlins. His podcast is Nothing Personal. Also does The Sporting Class, which is really cool. If you like the business of sports, he and John Skipper, the former president of ESPN, has done a lot of other things too. Kind of talk about, this is where the idea of having a pay-per-view Super Bowl, John Skipper floated that, which is always very interesting. We can talk about that in a minute. But a couple of things, David, you also worked with Barry Bonds. You know, so you've up close, you had a relationship with him. Mentioned that, you know, Pete Rose didn't exactly live an apology. In fact, it took way too long for him to even admit that he was betting. He did it for profit to sell a book. You know, there's just, it's hard to back the guy as a person, even if you loved him as a player. Do you think the same thing happened for Bonds? Like, if Bonds had come clean, if he had been, contrite, do you think because of his accomplishments on the field, there would have been any difference in how he was treated if he had just been a little, if he had actually, just shown a little contrition?
Boy, you'd like to think so, because there are a bunch of players who did just admit it, and then they were forgiven. We're a pretty forgiving society where we just want you to tell the truth and show that you're human and that you have an ability to grow. And I don't think Barry Bonds ever did that. I don't think that Barry Bonds ever wanted to admit what he did, and it was beyond dispute. The other thing that's beyond dispute is he was a Hall of Famer before he started taking performance-enhancing drugs. And the irony of all of it is he'll tell you, oh, everybody was doing it, how could I not, in order to keep sort of the distance that I had between me and other players. In order to do it, I had to do what other players were doing. But that's not right. There's a bunch of players who chose not to do it, who chose to be okay with maybe the distance between themselves and Brady Anderson being significant in one particular season. So these are all understandable things that a person could think, but there are consequences to what you think and what you say and what you do. And Pete Rose learned of the consequences. Barry Bonds is learning of the consequences. Alex Rodriguez, in a lot of ways, is still trying to recover from the consequences of what he did and what he said. This is all very normal stuff in the real world. And people think that if you're in sports, that you're somehow immune to any sort of real world mores, but you're not.
David, have you noticed that younger people and younger media members care less about PEDs than older members? And I'm wondering, is that going to affect the future of how people think about Barry Bonds and A-Rod, for example?
Well, they'll be off the ballot by then. But I would say that young people care about different things than old people every step of the way in the history of man. So yes, of course, young writers have a different view of it than older writers. But I have a different view of, you know, my prostate than younger people. So I view it all as, again, I view it all as totally normal. And but that's why there's the 10-year rule. And in 10 years, there's not enough turnover to actually effectuate that type of thought sea change that would be required to get to the 75%.
Why do you think people don't care about it? Why? I don't totally get it, because I'm closer to your age. It feels like young people are like, he did PEDs, who cares?
So again, if you didn't live through it and you didn't see it and you just look at stats or your analytics, it's a big difference between how analytics are versus what, you know, scouting with your eyes or using your brain. Analytics has everyone doing something for you, the people who write the code and then the results of the code. When you look at numbers, when you look at the overall career, you say, wow, Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer. He had a Hall of Fame career. Well, that's true. There's no doubt. However, when you've lived through and witnessed firsthand what went on in those years, it's different. Go back to 1998. It's different when you were living through the renaissance of baseball, through the juiced ball and the juiced people of McGuire and Sosa and what that meant to everyone, than if you're reading about it now. It's the same thing. Listen, you don't want to get political, fine, but talk about the Vietnam War. My son views the Vietnam War differently than my mother, who lived through it and was part of protests. My son views it in history the way he reads about World War I and World War II. So it's just a very different perspective.
I just want to point out for people listening to the show, at one point, Perloff did turn to me and ask if women have prostates. That did happen on the show. It turned into quite an anatomy lesson. This is a Dartmouth-educated person, by the way, but that was a funny moment.
That figures.
Meanwhile, David, last one for you, and I just want to take it to a little bit away from baseball for a second, because I saw that even you tweeted the other night, of course the Mavs won the lottery, OMG, right? We had a big discussion yesterday. Could a league rig a draft lottery? You've been behind the scenes more than any person as the president of the Marlins. Is it even conceivable?
It is conceivable. And people are really funny about this on the internet, talking about, oh, I've seen the balls and there's nothing anyone can do. It's totally fine. I hear you. It's sort of like saying that referees and umpires don't know what's going on in a series and are totally, totally independent and neutral, or that a league is totally independent and neutral. It's just not the case. Now, there is a 1.8% chance of the Mavericks winning, and sometimes 1.8% hits. By the way, every time someone wins the lottery, that person had a very small chance of winning, but someone actually does win it every single time. Or it rolls over, but eventually someone wins it. So I'm not saying anything other than when you look at the video in 1984, and I'm a beneficiary of this as having been the biggest Knicks fan ever back then, hard not to argue that the envelope was stuck to the bottom of the bowl. It's just hard not to argue that. It's different with ping pong balls, but is there a benefit to Cooper Flagg being in Dallas and a redemption story for a franchise? A thank you to Adelson for the price paid for Dallas and everything else? Maybe, but conspiracy, I don't view it that way. It's just a very unbelievable coincidence.
David Sampson, you can listen to the Nothing Personal podcast. It's great. Sporting Class is great. Love watching you on CBS Sports HQ talking baseball with us. And of course, as the former president of the Marlins, we appreciate your perspective. Thanks so much, David.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Okay, so there you have it. So David doesn't think he's getting in.
Yeah.
Rose, that is.
I'm surprised. And David knows what he's talking about. He can predict these things. So it's funny because a lot of people are reading this story and saying, oh, Pete Rose is going to get in. That's the most common take.
Like this is going to be a coronation, or finally it's going to close a circle or a redemption arc or whatever.
Guess not. Also, it doesn't seem, based on what David said, that this is going to help Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens, at least for now.
No, I mean, those guys had been ticking up, though. I think the last percentage was like 65%. You need 75. So 888-710-4ISN. Big story today that, the runway is now clear if Pete Rose was going to get a plaque in the Hall of Fame.
More importantly, so David Sampson, accomplished sports executive, said that, yes, he does think the NBA weights his thing, but he said that yesterday was a coincidence. So which part are you going to take out of that?
Well, you know where I'm going.
Yes. I heard a good one last
night. It's a little too convenient, everybody.
I'm not opening this can of worms again, but I did hear one fact that made me laugh yesterday. The fact that the Mavs almost won the second play-in game, and that would have blown up the entire conspiracy that they traded Luka.
Mm. Right, if you're not in the lottery, then you can't be in the lottery.
Yeah, so the fact that this plan had been evolving for 6 months, they played with fire by that was a close game in the fourth quarter.
That was who ordered the code red.
Yeah. So you're saying that they beat Sacramento in the first game and they were just to keep up appearances, right, Maggie?
Maybe Sacramento had something up their sleeve. I don't know. I'm just kidding. We don't know how high this goes. No, I don't. 888-710-4476. All right. Appreciate David Sampson there. Okay. We've got lots more to do, including an update on what the Mavs plan to do with that number one pick. There was a thought that maybe they would be trading it away. We've got that for you. We've got NFL stuff for you and college football as well. It's M&P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at chumbacasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. DNC supply. qualify.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. So it is shaping up to be, I don't want to jinx your team, Manny, but a Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference final. And it's also looking possible that we're going to get the Thunder and the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. We'll see. The Thunder jumped out to a 3-2 lead. Statistically, that means they have a great chance to get out of this series. I don't know what all this means for the NBA. If I said to Maggie before the show, if they're fixing the lottery, they might want to fix the finals to get some bigger markets in there, but that's besides the point.
Well, New York is the biggest one. They might still be alive, but I have this question for you. I was thinking about this last night, watching Halliburton close out that game against the Cavs, who are hobbled, grant you that, and then watching Shea and Jokic last night going like shot for shot in the last 3 minutes of the game. And I was thinking, all right, shot for your life. For your life with guys who are playing right now. Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Jokic, Shea. I'm not even putting Steph Curry there. He's kind of like Emeritus, and he's hurt right now.
When you say shot for your life, so you mean fourth quarter game is ending because, or just you're going to a court and you get to have one guy shoot for you.
Yeah, it's like Brunson. Think about it. You're in a court of law. You're facing the firing squad, and you've got Brunson, Halliburton, Jokic, and Shea.
I want Iguodala.
Well, I would go.
And you have LeBron's going to block from behind.
Fourth quarter Brunson's the best player in the planet. It's Brunson.
But Jokic is the three-time MVP and has also hit some incredible shots. Like, are you really going to go? I know Brunson is the clutch player of the year. That was an award that was invented 5 seconds ago.
Still an award.
Right.
And Tyrese Halliburton has been amazing in these playoffs closing games.
Not a clutch player.
Yeah, but
award.
I mean, Halliburton and Jokic have played well the first three quarters, too, where Brunson is just... He's
right.
Magic Johnson combined with Michael Jordan combined with Larry Bird in the fourth quarter.
Okay, but I'm sitting in front of the tribunal. You don't know if it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter.
Oh, see, I thought when you said shot for your life, you meant fourth quarter, 1 minute left in the game. Let's do it that way.
Okay.
You can't just have a guy. Yeah. You're just walking out onto a random court, and your life depends on one three-point shot.
Fourth quarter, under a minute left.
It's Brunson.
Game seven?
Brunson.
Your life. Yes, game seven.
You know why,
game seven of your life.
Because Brunson feels no fatigue. The man is a robot. He's also strong. I mean, Halliburton's pretty good. He's not feeling a lot of fatigue either.
No. I mean, but the Pacers looked like a way better conditioned team, but also the Cavs were just hurt. I think Jokic, guys. Like, you're taking clutch play of the year. I get that. Again, an award that was invented 30 seconds ago, or three-time MVP Nikola Jokic.
Yes. Yeah,
and but Shea, by the way, is going to be the MVP this year.
I'm not trusting Shea with the three-pointer.
Hit a big one last night.
No. I mean, Shea's still learning how to be a three-point shooter.
Also, who said it was a three? We can make it a three.
Is this like a layup?
layup for your life.
If we're doing mid-range shot for my life, it's DeMar DeRozan.
It's Mikal Bridges.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, definitely Bridges.
Anyway, shot for your life with those four guys. I'm going with Jokic, and I love Brunson.
I'm going with the big-headed dude from the Chicago area, Jalen Brunson.
Does he have a big head?
Oh, it's enormous. Oh, my goodness. Josh Hart always picks Adam for it.
Huh.
Well,
I
mean,
guess he's only like 6'2".
Yeah. Let's put it this way.
Only 6'2".
If the Pacers are going to have to be up by about 11, with 2 minutes left in the game. Otherwise, Brunson's going
to
beat him.
I think you have to be up by like 25.
Yeah.
And I don't think 11's going to do it.
The Pacers have Haliburton, who I agree has been a great closer. His shot is really hitting its stride right now. But they better be up by a lot because Brunson's going to kill him. I saw it last year. Brunson killed them.
Well, it could be the other way, though, because the Pacers have also been coming back on teams. So if the Knicks are up 11, the Pacers could come back.
Yeah, but
they've both been doing this.
How did it work last year? It felt like last year.
Well, the Knicks were hurt last year.
Yeah, but even so, they were getting worried. Like, if Brunson could get it close, he was going to beat them.
And then Brunson broke his hand in Game 7.
Yeah.
Can you put that poll up, please, on Maggie and Pearl? I know it's going to be weird. I'm not giving you everybody in the league who's healthy, you know, who's still playing. I'm not giving you LeBron, Luka. I'm not giving you Steph Curry, who would obviously be the answer. I'm just giving you
four guys. How about we're not going to put Ant-Man on there?
Probably not. We only have four spots.
Well,
would you pick Ant-Man?
No, I would not. But I
he
mean,
hit
I
more
feel
threes
like,
than anyone in the league.
Yeah, he is going to, you know, the funny thing about the Timberwolves, like, we're absolutely leaving them out of this conversation, which is typical. The Timberwolves could just trip into the NBA Finals this year. Like, oh, that team is here.
But honestly, it would feel like the right thing. It'd feel like building towards something.
No, they completely disappeared during the year. They'll be the first to admit it. We didn't play well all season, and now they came out of nowhere.
Look where they are now. Randall's playing great. Although I think Minnesota would lose to OKC, but I don't know.
I think Minnesota might have lost to Golden State if Steph didn't get hurt, too. That's the other thing. It's definitely an odd playoffs. And doesn't it feel like if Denver had any bench, they could destroy OKC? Like, they're the better starting five. They just wear down.
Well, and no, besides, I know that Aaron Gordon has hit big shots in this series, and I know Jamal Murray, but, like, you can't have Michael Porter shooting that shot when you're down three at that point in the game on the road. It's got to be Jokic. He was only single covered at that time. You cannot have Michael Porter taking that shot last night.
Well, yeah, but they only pulled him in three once in the final 2 minutes.
I know.
But yeah.
And then Michael Porter clanged the three, and then all of a sudden they were down six, and then it was over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure one possession is the problem.
Felt like they wore down hard
in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think Jokic played the entire third quarter. Yeah. I mean, I think David Adelman.
The dude hit a heave, too, to make it within three. I mean, that's your design, a turnaround 45-foot jumper?
It's amazing. How he hits these shots, I have no idea. It doesn't even look like he's looking where it's going.
You got to have some kind of bench, right? I mean, obviously you're going to wear down in the second half. OKC has waves of guys.
Well, then that's better for the Pacers, if we're talking globally, because the Pacers actually do have the deepest rotation, not the Knicks. The Knicks are playing 5.5 guys. I think that's what Bill Simmons said. Six guys, really. McBride's out there for a couple minutes at a time.
Those minutes are not very good sometimes.
Yeah. That's a huge issue, that the Pacers can get more guys out there.
We'll see. 888-710-4ISN. Also, side topic, should more things be decided by just shot for your life? Not for your life. What's a jury of your peers or a bunch of NBA All-Stars? Which would you rather have if you were on trial for something? I'm not even asking if you did it or if you didn't do it. And let's take away like the really serious stuff. Let's say it's white collar crime. Well, that's pretty serious. But you know what I'm saying? Not murder, not rape, nothing like that.
I did do it.
Would you rather have a jury of your peers, or do you just go Jalen Brunson or Tyrese Haliburton have to make a shot? It's a little ball, don't lie. You know? Am I guilty? I don't know.
Trial by jumper?
Yeah. Yeah. Pass?
I'll stay with the jury.
Yeah, I don't know.
You want the jury?
I feel like you're trying to make this a thing, and I just can't wrap my head around it. Like, wait, so am I innocent or guilty, by the way?
I don't know. If the shot goes in, you're innocent.
No. But by the how's my case in front of the jury?
I mean, it doesn't matter if you pick shot trial by shot.
Right. Who needs a jury when you got, you know, Steph Curry and behind your back?
Yeah.
You know?
And this is the problem. Manny's not going to commit a crime so we can meet Jalen Brunson in this situation.
So if you're going
to go slash your tires.
Yeah, but sometimes innocent people go to jail. Like if it's a ball don't lie situation, if you're innocent and it's Steph Curry, you feel like you got a pretty good chance.
I trust my savior, Jalen Brunson.
It's like a sports gods kind of thing. Karma. Anyway, Bogus is here.
Jalen Marquis Brunson, you will save me.
What's his middle name?
Marquis.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, we got to go. It's got to be mid-range for Brunson, by the way. And he's got to have a guy on his hip.
So you can't not just call in Brunson, but also have to call in.
He's got to go to the locker room first with a limp and then come back out.
A little push floater in the paint.
Nikola Jokic put up 44 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists.
Still don't want him taking the shot.
Nuggets took an 8-point lead into the fourth quarter. but didn't win Game 5 in OKC last night. Interim head coach David Adelman.
This is a really disappointing loss. The guys in there should be disappointed. It's a heavy loss, and we have to bounce back quickly to win Game 6 and give ourselves a chance to come back, have a game like this, but finish it.
The Nuggets outscored in the fourth, 34-19. They lose the game 112-105, so they'll face elimination at home in Game 6 tomorrow. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander leading OKC with 31.6 rebounds, 7 assists. The duo of Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein combining for 29 points and 15 boards.
How's that great Russell Westbrook, hero of round one, doing in this series?
The Pacers run a 17.
Terrible. Can't hit the side of a barn. As I told you, no team with Russell Westbrook's going to the NBA Finals.
And what was the, there was Except another story this week go. About how crappy he is as a teammate.
Oh, I didn't
see
that.
That he's immature and had to be spoken to. Yeah.
Isn't he 35?
Doesn't mean you're mature, right?
Well, I just think his shot's so bad. The Thunder are playing right into the Nuggets' hands.
The Pacers rode a 17-2 third quarter run to a 114-105 series clinching win in Game 5 in Cleveland last night. The Cavs failing to extend their season despite a 19-point first half lead. Donovan Mitchell did score 35, but on 8-for-25 shooting. Pearl asked last hour if we should be critical of these Cavaliers, and Mitchell expects it.
I told you during the year we're going to be judged off this. There's going to be a lot of talk. That's what comes with it. And we didn't capitalize.
The Pacers, meanwhile, can hang out and watch Knicks Celtics tonight. First chance for New York to reach the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in 25 years, which means it's the first time in Manny's basic existence.
What about my basic
You don't remember 25 years ago. So
yeah,
this would be your first Knicks.
I was 2 years old 25 years ago.
I have a theory on what's going to happen. The Celtics are going to come out swinging, right?
I think
they're
going to
have so much fun. They will lose the game to Jalen Brunson in the fourth quarter, but they are going to get at least an 18-point lead at some point.
No. They're going to win tonight.
Who is Celtics?
For Tatum.
Yeah.
Knicks are going to wet themselves in Game 6, and then we get a Game 7 in Boston.
Not even in your dreams, brother.
Okay.
But
I think it's going to be maybe close, but I think the Knicks are going to close them out. But I do see that happening.
Yeah.
Let's do it for Tatum. I think they're too injured.
They also have a wild amount of talent. I'm like, well, Porzingis decides to play. He's better than anybody on the court.
The guy's on his illness.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
know. Pearl doesn't believe in.
Yeah, as I said, they need to do an MRI in the middle of his chest cavity to see what's going on there.
So wrong.
Come on. You're a Knicks fan. You feel that way about Porzingis, right?
I can't stand it, dude.
I mean,
it was three teams ago.
But they do have two Olympians on their starting lineup. No, three. Sorry. Three. Oh, no.
Well,
Brown did make
Brown.
Two,
yeah. Ben
two,
Brown.
Two Olympians, Drew, and they have plenty of talent to battle with the Knicks. They just weren't going to wear down, and Brunson's going
to
kill them.
Is it too much to ask just for a 25-point win for the first time in like 3 months?
And don't do that.
Okay. Somebody on Missoula's bench told him how to double-team Brunson, then watch out.
That dude doesn't coach.
He doesn't do a thing.
And he just stands on the sideline.
I mean, is he just watching the town over and over again? Isn't that what he does? Watch that bank heist movie from Boston?
Yeah. And when he's in New York, he's looking at the actors or something. Honestly, I have no idea why he's there.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, he must think that we're all just specks on this floating rock in the middle of the universe.
Well,
what does life really
nothing.
Mean? Exactly.
Did you see they have a guy on their, I think he's a consultant. I don't think he's actually on the staff, but he was the young chess prodigy that they based the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer off
no.
of. Yeah. This is who Joe Mazzulla is collecting as
That's
far as
cool.
the sounding
Sounds
board.
About Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah. And he does like these weird things about taking them all on hikes and stuff. The chess prodigy.
Yeah. I mean, they did win the NBA title last year,
Amazing.
Right? Like, that did happen.
But he's going to be Mike Malone, where he gets 2 years and see ya. That's
new
my
ownership.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mo Cheeks is represented on that Knicks bench. That Knicks, every NBA bench, how many assistant coaches are there?
74.
They and need then, two for every actual player on the team.
And it feels like Mo Cheeks gets in every camera angle for the
Mo
Knicks.
Mo Cheeks is always in that second row, just somehow just appears on every MSG broadcast, every TNT broadcast.
Well, the camera finds him because he's magnetic.
It's Mo Cheeks, man.
Mo Cheeks, former Philadelphia 76ers, long time. A hero for saving that little girl who botched a national anthem.
Yep.
20 years ago.
When the Knicks were in Portland this year, they actually brought that girl down to sing the national anthem.
Oh,
she's an adult now.
Yeah,
she's not as cute.
Like
she's fine, but I'm saying the moment.
That might be my favorite moment all time in sports, when the girl was couldn't finish the national anthem and he came out, put his
so
shoulder.
So nice.
Wasn't that the best?
It really was.
You ever interviewed
I can't imagine Rick Brunson doing that.
Maurice Cheeks, you know, nice Cheeks.
No. I don't think I ever interviewed Mo Cheeks. No.
I haven't either.
Maurice man. Cheeks, nice man.
Speaking of the Blazers.
Aaron Boone's favorite player.
Oh, okay.
Really?
All right, there it goes.
There you go, full circle.
Philadelphia sports fan.
Aaron Boone's dad, teammate Pete Rose.
Look at all
back
that.
On the news.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of news, folks.
Yeah, speaking of the Blazers, too, they are for sale, according to the Allen family, 7 years after Paul Allen passed away. Not for sale, the Seahawks or the family's 25% stake in the Seattle Sounders. That's a soccer team. They play in what field?
Lumen Field, where the Seahawks
yeah.
play.
Yeah,
you know, I was wondering when I saw that announcement, it was like, it was very much at the bottom, like, and hey, by the way, Seahawks not for sale, so stop asking.
Yep.
But also, do you put that out there so that people do, it's like, and the Seahawks are not for sale, but are they?
Yeah.
We're not listening to phone calls for number one pick, so give us a call.
I actually found it interesting. Wow, a family would not like it. Like, the NFL is where you want to be right now, because I think those teams make a lot of money.
Yeah, but imagine how much you could sell. The Broncos went for what, $5-6 billion?
Yeah,
and a couple years ago too, right? So, but I think they have plenty of money. They're going to get a ton for the Blazers. A ton.
I mean, the Phoenix sold for what, $4 billion?
I think I read yesterday $3.6 billion was the last valuation of the Blazers done by like Sportico or somebody like from the outside.
Who's buying this?
Oh my God. I bet you there's a line of people who want to get in.
Drew Carey.
He's got that kind of bank.
I mean, he's big on the Northwest sports soccer. I think he's like part owner of Seattle Sounders. So I mean, he's the guy
who hosts The Price is Right.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, he's and whose line is it anyway? I think he's got some bank, and I think he's I think he'll make an investment. I'm so serious.
Man, there was a moment when Dan Patrick could have been the host of The Price is Right. I remember that story. He told it on the air.
He had a great story. They didn't tell him how much it would be for, so they kind of left him hanging a little bit.
Like, you just had to take the job. You had no idea what the salary was.
Yeah.
It's like, so take a risk.
Well, I'm glad he didn't do it, because he had a bunch of game show options, and that, like, Drew Carey's good, but he's sort of, like, he's kind of been pigeonholed as the Price is Right guy now.
I'm going to be honest.
He was a big comedian before.
I know.
He's the Whose Line Is It Anyway guy. Yeah.
And the Drew Carey Show. Big Cincinnati sports fan, right?
But, Cleveland.
Right? Or Cleveland, sorry. Yeah. Cleveland. Cleveland Rocks was the intro to the show. Yeah. I'm an idiot. But here's the thing about him being the Price is Right. He's not as good as Barker.
Right.
Hey,
Barker's iconic. Yeah.
Okay, but nobody is calling Drew Carey like a failure, you know? It's like he's not even, no one even expected him. Like, usually when you take over for somebody, you get the torch pass. Like, we all expected Aaron Rodgers to be really good after Brett Favre. There's been no expectation that he's even going to be close to Bob Barker.
I think he's pretty good, though. I think he's good at Price is Right. I haven't watched it a lot.
I don't know. Does he tell you to spay and neuter your cats? I don't even
obviously
know.
Richard Dawson's the most famous Family Feud guy, but Steve Harvey's amazing at
but there
it
were
too.
Three guys in between that. That wasn't a direct
hand. Yeah, Ray Combs was my guy. When I was growing up.
Actually, I didn't know that. But Steve Harvey is so good. Nobody does the turn camera like Steve Harvey on Family Feud. It is unbeatable, that move. Some weird answer, he just slowly turns the camera.
But it's like pseudo-sexual, too. It's like an innuendo.
And that little smirk that Steve Harvey does, I mean, he's perfected that.
It is good.
Can we rewind to, are you mad that there's not enough Drew Carey backlash right now?
Yeah, kind of. It's like, how did he escape, you know? It's like being the guy after the guy. Nobody gets away with that.
I think Drew Carey's really good. I think he can work that crowd, and he shares in the excitement. I think he's great at his job.
Cavs don't get a pass. Drew Carey doesn't get a pass.
I mean, listen, it's a big deal when you take over for being the guy after the guy. But can I tell you, so sometimes now with our new schedule, I will catch some Price is Right if I'm on the treadmill. And with Drew Carey.
Underwhelming?
I'm on mute. Well, I still want to see people win a car. It's the best moment.
I just don't think you're giving them a chance.
What's your favorite Price is Right game?
Plinko. Easy question. I'm glad you asked because one of the warehouse stores sells a mini Plinko
Costco.
Board, and I want it so badly.
The Yodeler is definitely the best.
Yeah. Oh, I do like the Yodeler.
So the Yodeler is a pretty good, too.
Good one.
Also good.
Fine program.
I'm still catching up why Drew Carey, a famous Cleveland sports fan, is now this Pacific Northwest sports empire mogul. And I thought he said Jim Carrey at first. I'm like, Jim Carrey's a Sounders fan? That would be amazing. If Jim Carrey owned the Blazers. What about LeBron, by the way? Portland, Nike, And LeBron wants a Vegas team, but is he still going to be playing and he can't buy a team Jordan style? Like, what's happening there?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. What former player do you think?
Well, because A-Rod has
the
team. Yeah. And also, A-Rod just got officially put in as Timberwolves, right?
So
I was thinking a great athlete could get in. And LeBron wants a team.
No, it seems like now you kind of need an athlete, almost like Magic helped with the
Brady?
Commanders.
How about Brady takes on a second team? He likes basketball.
Huh. I didn't think about that.
I mean,
it might get in the way of his official duties with the Raiders. Grinding tape on North Dakota State left tackles.
Yeah, by the way, she said it would get in his way, official duty with the Raiders. Not that it, forget that he's getting $38 million a year to work for Fox.
The Dallas Stars beat the Jets last night 3-1 for a 3-1 series lead, and baseball got a little crazy.
First pitch, swinging a fly ball left field, deep into the night, and gone! Oh. You gotta be kidding me!
Dan Dickerson on Tigers Radio. That was Javi Baez's second three-run homer of this game, and it gave Detroit a wild 10-9 win in 11 over the Red Sox. It was one of three game-ending hits that happened in a four-minute span last night. Nico Hoerner, a two-run double to get the Cubs past the Marlins 5-4 and the Astros down the Royals 2-1 on a solo homer from Isak Paredes.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
Isak Paredes, but whatever.
By the way, big win for everybody with the Stars last night.
Everybody?
Yes, because it will possibly eliminate the Jets and kill Maggie's bus slumper theory, or drought slumper theory.
Oh, drought buster. Busters, drought busters.
She's been watching these NHL playoffs because she is going to triple down on her drought buster theory if any of these NHL teams break a drought.
Oh, I'm banking now on the NHL.
Yeah, so,
they're going to be my ace in the hole.
Because you really don't want the Stars, because that's been pretty recent, and you don't want Florida.
No, I need a Canadian team.
Yes.
To really declare it the year of the slump buster.
Why am I having so much trouble calling it the year of the slump buster? The slump buster, yeah.
Well, because it makes everybody kind of sit up a little straighter in their seat.
Yeah,
you know
Ryan,
I mean.
Ryan gave out an audible gasp
drought
when he heard
busters.
That.
The drought buster.
Yeah, I guess.
Maggie's been lonely. Rory hadn't won a major.
Well, Florida men.
Singular person.
Florida men's basketball won title in those long tenures.
Yeah.
Sorry, the Stars haven't won since 99.
I was going to say, we talked about this yesterday. Yeah. If it's got a one in front of it, it definitely counts.
They were in the finals in 2020?
Not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same?
And
no.
That's been weighing on us in the hockey community, the Stars Stanley Cup drought.
And the Hurricanes, of course.
I know, no one will shut up about it.
It's been a long 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
Will somebody please think about the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, obviously.
Now that's...
I will, if the Leafs are the...
Oilers and Leafs count.
If the Oilers are Leafs, then I'm full on. I'm getting a t-shirt that says 2025, you're in slump buster.
And then I want a t-shirt that says, I'm with the slump buster with an arrow. 888-710-4ISN. Quick break. Big question for you about the NFL next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Pearl, you sent something to me and Manny yesterday about the air miles traveled this upcoming season for every team. Now, the full schedule release for the NFL is going to be tonight, but they already have been able to clock, because they already have the home and away teams, home and away games, rather, how many air miles. So if you're wondering, the LA Chargers are going to travel the furthest, 37,000 miles. The Rams are next, 34,000. The least, the Cincinnati Bengals, 8,000. So it's a huge discrepancy. And obviously the Chargers are going to be playing in Brazil. So I think that's the bulk of the travel there. Right? It's going to be Chargers and Chiefs, they already said, is going to be in Brazil.
So, right.
Okay. So when these things are going to start coming out, miles traveled, days of rest in between games, when your bye weeks are, we're going to get to dive into. You used to do this for Sports Illustrated when you would talk about these other ancillary things and try to predict how it would impact a team. Do you think any of these things matter?
Well, really, the metric that always worked was strength of schedule. Like
based on the last year's win totals.
That always trade. I know that sounds, I know every team resets, but generally, if you were lucky enough to draw a bad schedule, then you had a great advantage. And that's the way the NFL, they designed the schedule specifically for this. That's one advantage the NFL has over other sports. They could create parity by their scheduling. So if you're a last place team, you get a last place schedule. It makes a huge difference. So none of that is really about the air travel. I think a lot of this stuff to me is marginal, because last year the Eagles had one of the highest travel.
Because they went to Brazil.
They went to Brazil. They were actually eighth, but they were the highest. Them and Miami were the two East Coast teams that were on the top 10. And pretty much everybody who is high up made the playoffs. Generally, it doesn't kill you. I just think that LA teams, it must be the geography. They have to go farther. Last year, this is the two LA teams were in the top six. Yeah, and they both made the playoffs. Right. So I don't think this is going to, I'm not going to see that tonight and say, oh, those teams are in trouble. I think that teams kind of adjusted to travel. I don't think it's a thing anymore. I really don't.
You know, I don't think the teams have really adjusted to the European games. Like, it's different in Brazil because it's not a big time change. But I think every team does it differently. Some teams fly in right before the game. Some fly in as early as possible to get acclimated. So I don't think anyone has perfected that because these games are so hard to predict. Those European games are a total crapshoot. I don't bet on them.
But I feel like I think the teams can bond on those trips. I know that sounds like a lot of old school.
Coaches get fired after those trips too.
I think that I'd like to see the metric on how teams do after those games. I don't think that it's a killer to your season at all. I feel like a lot of good teams go over there. They might lose that weird game, but it doesn't gut their season. They're not like exhausted from the air travel. I mean, like, listen, again, like the Eagles went to Brazil. You're saying because it was just the beginning of the year. That should gut you. That hurt the Packers because Jordan Love got hurt. But it seemed like that, I think that was a big part of their Super Bowl year that they got to do that trip together.
So if you are talking about strength of schedule, as far as Warren Sharp is concerned, who does this every year, the teams with the easiest, I have the easiest and the hardest. What, easiest first or hardest first?
Just to clarify.
Yeah, he's based on projected win totals.
Yeah, he's famous because he does it by Vegas win totals. There is an actual strength of schedule number two that's a little different, but his is even better, so go ahead.
Okay, so teams with the easiest schedules in 2025, according to Warren Sharp, doing projected win totals. Number five, my Buffalo Bills. Number four, the Atlanta Falcons. Three, the New Orleans Saints. Two New England Patriots, and the number one team with the easiest schedule, San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
And they could probably use it. Teams with the hardest schedules. Mm-hmm. You guys ready for that? According to Warren Sharp. Number five, Minnesota Vikings. Four, your Philadelphia Eagles. Three, Detroit Lions. Two, Cleveland Browns. And number one, the New York Giants.
Damn it, bro.
Manny. Throw Jackson Dart in the middle of that.
This is why I need the Knicks to win a title, because football season is going to suck again.
Wait. Do that list again. I'm sorry. Do the top five hardest.
Hardest. Five, Minnesota Vikings. Four, Philadelphia Eagles. Three, Detroit Lions. Two, Cleveland Browns. One, New York Giants, according to Warren Sharp.
Yeah, so the reality, the actual strength of schedule number, it goes Giants, Bears, Lions, Eagles, and then a three-way tie, Cowboys, Packers, Vikings, which, by the way, makes
me... For hardest,
which makes me worried. Last year we saw three NFC North teams. The schedule says that ain't happening again.
But even though all of them have gotten a lot better on paper, and we think the Vikings are still going to be good, even though J.J. McCarthy's never taken a snap.
But I don't even have it in front of me. They must have gotten the AFC South last year. So the NFC always feasts. They sweep the AFC South every single year. This is something my Eagles have done many, many years. So that particularly weak conference buoys whatever division gets them.
But this is not going to be your older brother's AFC South anymore, because
just as bad, if
the
not
Texans
worse.
we think are going to be better this year, right? I mean, they have CJ Stroud. They have one of the best quarterbacks. We think that DeMeco Ryans is a great coach. They can fix their offensive line.
They were going to be great last year.
And they're a playoff team that ended up winning a playoff game. So I don't think they necessarily underachieved. And then you have now Travis Hunter with maybe a healthy Trevor Lawrence. We'll see what happens in Jacksonville. Maybe they're interesting this year.
The AFC South is sticky bad. they never improve. I mean, you're talking about the Colts, the Titans, the Jags, and the Texans. Listen, that's what scares you?
I mean, Cam Ward may end up being good. Year one, you got to give the kid time. The Colts, I'm not so sure, because I don't love a quarterback battle between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. That doesn't get my juices going.
And yet, they'll probably be 8-9 like they always are.
I think Houston and Jacksonville are not going to be bottom feeders this year. I don't think.
Ooh, I think Jacksonville will be in play.
For the number one pick?
I don't think the AFC South will be the worst division.
Coming up next, The Great Debate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.